my God, it's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday, May 21st. It's Dave, all the good stuff. It's our highlight reel we give you every single day post-show. It has everything, all the good stuff that we talked about today. We started things out by getting some Game of Thrones closure. It's Election Day in Philly, and not only did we encourage you to vote, we actually had a renegade politician call in. Okay, I don't know how renegade he is, but we weren't expecting it. He's at large, and he was on the air today. We also talked wedding wackos, those crazy moments that you witnessed after, well, probably several hours of an open bar at a wedding. We had a lot of content involving The Who on today's show, and hopefully when they're here in town on Saturday, they won't be experiencing the problem they had in Indianapolis, thanks to Mother Nature. The Veterans Radiothon is also on the way, coming up shortly. We shared some info on that. And we threw The Who into the isolation booth, but due to copyright infringements, we can't play entire songs on the podcast. So you had to catch that one live. Hope you did. It was a good one. Here's all the stuff we can play without getting sued. Enjoy! It's the Daily Podcast!
So are we all over our Game of Thrones stuff? We've done, well, Dave we know is done with it. He didn't even get started. What the hell's wrong? Oh, there you go.
I rewatched it last night.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've, I'm not sure if I like it as much.
About time you came to your senses.
Oh, no, I still love the show. Time. I think the show is great.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of fans I follow were like, that ending kind of sucked.
Yeah. Well, I honestly think that when you get a series like this, or like The Sopranos, or, well, we'll put Lost to the side because that was just a stupid ending.
Right.
But no matter what the writers do, everyone's going to be disappointed. It's just not going to be enough for people and all that stuff. So, you know what? I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm watching The Spanish Princess. Thank you. I'm done with it.
I'm not sure what that is, but I think this ending is really going to help George R. Martin because people are going to buy his book. To find out the differences. I just bought the books the other day. I bought all five of them.
Really?
Yesterday, last night. I want to see the differences from his book through the end of the series.
Wow.
Because it's going to be way different. So I just, you know, just wait. Listen, I have a kid. I got another one on the way. I'm just wasting money. Listen, guys, I'm loaded. I've got so much money to spend on George R. Martin's books. I'm an idiot.
I'm wondering when he's going to put books 2 through 5 up for sale.
He's not going to put them up for sale. He's going to craft diapers out of the pages.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. What an interesting keyboard sound that is. I wonder what it is. I mean, it could be a Fender Rhodes. I'm not sure.
That's not a bad guess, actually.
Yeah, it's not
a Hammond.
No, it's not a Hammond. Yeah. Not like that. It's not a synthesizer of any kind. Although it could be a synthesizer sounding like a Fender Rhodes, right? But Led Zeppelin.
I'll get JPJ on the phone.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. All right. Sunny, breezy, and cool today. We'll get up to 73, 61 degrees outside right now. Speaking of today. It is election day, and it's one of those election days that's easy for people to blow off. Don't blow it off. These people actually have more control of what's going on in your life than the federal government does, right? I mean, these people can affect things that are happening in the city, in your county. So make sure you get out there and vote today. Is David O running?
He is. I saw one of his signs yesterday driving down the boulevard.
All right. Yeah. What about Al Dellenberger?
I don't think Al is.
At least
I haven't seen any of Al's signs.
I mean, these are two city council people who always support what we're doing.
Yeah.
David's always around for the Veterans Radiothon. Al's always around for the turkey drop. So hopefully, if they are running, vote for them, folks. We know that David is. We're not sure if Al is or not. Don't be like this guy, though. Check this guy out. Pawan Kumar is a man who made a horrible mistake while voting in India's national election. He was confused. They have party symbols up there. Okay. He was confused at the ballot and accidentally voted for the wrong candidate. And while most of us would just write this off, it was too much for him, right? Because what they do in India is when you go and you vote, they take your index finger and they put indelible ink on it so you can't come back and vote again.
Okay.
So that ink on his finger was a reminder to him that he had voted for the wrong person.
Yes.
So he chopped it off.
Kumar, come
on. He chopped it off, right? Just to, so he wouldn't be reminded of his mistake. Because the stump on his hand won't do that at all. No. Please. Could have washed it. Maybe covered with it. No. Why do those people have nuclear weapons?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Rushing out just means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Elton John of Philadelphia Freedom. Before the week is out, we have got an S-load of tickets for Rocketman, the Elton John. It's not really a biopic, although it follows his life and it's about his life. It's closer to Moulin Rouge than it is to Bohemian Rhapsody. All right. Okay. So you know, you're going to get Elton John's story. You get things that happen in his life, but some of it's dream sequences and stuff like that. It's not exactly like the way Bohemian Rhapsody went down.
You could tell me anything that it doesn't matter about what Moulin Rouge was. You could make it up completely, and I would probably believe you.
Really? Right? You never saw it? You never saw Moulin Rouge?
Nope.
It was a fun movie.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Sorry.
It's not a bro move to admit. No, but I mean, the arrangements of those songs.
Oh, so good. Roxanne by the Police.
It was spectacular.
What's it about?
It's about Moulin Rouge in France.
Basically about a brothel.
Right.
I mean,
about it. Yeah, a brothel with performances.
Yes, a tasteful brothel.
A tasteful brothel.
No, I'm
brothel.
Out.
Right? Cindy will probably agree with all that.
Talented brothel.
What's that?
Definitely out.
Talented brothel.
Yeah. Very talented brothel. Sure. Hey, look, as long as we were talking about voting just a little bit ago, because it is election day, voting ends tomorrow for the Philly 500. So if you want to get your songs in, especially Who Are You by The Who, make sure you get the WMGK.com. Make sure you cast your vote. Use the keyword, actually in this case, the key numbers 500. And this holiday weekend, we will be packed to the gills with all of the songs that you pick. This is totally in your control, folks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Stay through May 21st while supplies last and find more deals on the Whole Moods. Whole Moods.
Yeah, own it.
Say it.
The Whole Foods Market app.
Uh-huh. Whole Moods Farts. I love that.
Whole Moon Farts.
Okay. That's a new
spoonerism.
One.
Way to go,
it is. Well, speaking of embarrassing things,
yes,
how many times have you gone to a wedding and were left speechless by the event? And I'm not talking because it was beautiful and romantic, but because it was tacky or someone did something so embarrassing. Well, it seems there is now a website for this called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. And people are putting stuff up on this website. And we're going to ask you about it. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. This recently happened to a woman here in Pennsylvania. She was getting married, and she says she let one of her dad's friends bring a daughter and the husband at a small wedding. Right, and the woman, she barely knew this woman. All right, and the woman shows up with 10 Tupperware containers.
Yes.
10 Tupperware containers.
This is going.
She filled them with food from the buffet dinner. Then three of them got dessert in them. She grabbed some beers on the way out and a floral centerpiece.
Wow.
Right. And what did she give the couple as a wedding present?
I hope $500 at least.
Well, you got one number, right?
No.
$5.
A Lincoln?
No. Right. She gave him $5. That was the gift. But, you know, the hell with the gift part. The hell with it. She showed up with 10 Tupperware containers. All right. And she's walking around the buffet going, oh, look at this. We got locks here. Okay.
Anybody got a push cart?
Are we sure that she knew the people or did she just show up?
No. The woman barely knew her, but they were friends of her father's. Oh, right. You know, and there's like, okay, come on in. Right. You know,
and that was premeditated.
I mean, and you work a lot of, you know, Dave works as a wedding photographer on the weekends and you work a lot of weddings. You must see some stuff.
I do see some stuff.
All right.
This one time I was at a wedding and a Nicki Minaj track or some banger was playing.
Yeah.
And a guy got up next to the table, started twerking in the air with his feet in the air, and crashed down. A light broke, a spark went flying, and he crashed down into the table, which got upended. That person was me, by the way.
Yeah!
Up top! It was my cousin's wedding.
Oh, my God.
And the bar was very open.
So what is it for you? I mean, you know, there's got to be somebody you can wedding shame. All right? So no sense of going to the website. The most tacky most ridiculous thing you ever saw happen at a wedding, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because June is on its way. Weddings are going to be popping up left and right, and so's the tacky. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, 215-263-WMGK. That's the number here in the studio. Now, do you know that for a fact, or is that just an educated guess?
John, I would bet a big fat Lincoln that's overdubbed.
We're talking about the drum fill at the end of that song. It's a spectacular drum fill.
I would bet 100. Just galloping down the drum set.
So, and you don't think he could have done that going from the beat right to the fill?
It would take about 6 arms. Damn. So maybe Shiva, Buddhist god, could handle it.
Wow, Shiva. Wow, you're going for the... Oh, I'm surprised you didn't go Hindu. You might go for Kali. Isn't it Kali, the one with all the... It's Kali.
It's been a while since...
It's Kali's the one with all the arms. That's the goddess of death or something like that. 61 degrees. See the stuff you learn
death
on this
metal.
Show, folks? 61 degrees outside right now. Sunny, breezy, and cool today with the temperature getting up to 73. We've got Roger Daltrey in the isolation booth this morning. That's coming up at 8:10. Of course, there are more Who tickets. We're going to be broadcasting from the Who show on Saturday. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a great weekend. We got the 500 going on. But right now, the question at hand is there's this new site called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. And it's all about the tacky things that happen. We told you about the woman with the Tupperware, right? A woman shows up with 10 empty Tupperware things, starts taking things for the wedding, right? Another one that's posted up there is it seems that a groomsman at a rehearsal dinner didn't want to lose his place at the bar. He had a seat at the bar. He didn't want to lose his place. So he peed on the seat.
Oh, what?
Right? So no one else would take it.
Come on, man.
Right? So I know everybody out there has got their own stories. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We started lining them up a while ago, and Brian's first on deck. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right. So what did you see at a wedding? What was so shocking that they should be shamed for this?
The groom was Italian. The bride was Irish. So the groom's brother got up to do a toast. He was rather toasted himself. And he started the toast, and then he said, obviously the other half of this group won't even know I'm talking right now. They're too drunk. With that, his father went flying up and pulled him right off the damn stage.
Pops didn't like the stereotype, huh?
No, I think he was afraid that we were going to have a bit of a Donnybrook.
I see.
It went very nice.
Definitely the right phrase to use as to what was going to happen.
Yeah, that was nice.
Have a good morning. Robin, what is it that you saw?
Well, I went to a wedding of my ex-husband's friends, and it was a Halloween-themed wedding because they had
Hold on. You fly right past that like that's normal. That in itself is already tacky. A Halloween-themed wedding.
What was the bride, Carrie?
You would think so. Anyway, everybody was dressed up in crazy costumes. But the craziest thing that I saw was a man dressed in nothing but an adult diaper. And
sorry, my mouth is too wide open to form a word.
Yeah, what wife would be okay with this?
Well, I didn't know these people very well, let's just say that. So I really can't answer that question. But we left when everybody was getting really, really wasted and Mr. Man in an adult diaper was starting to make motions as if he was going to remove said diaper.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a reason.
That's a showstopper.
Fun wedding.
That's it. We'll pick up something to eat on the way home. Have a good morning.
You too.
Mike, what was it? What did you see?
I owned a catering hall in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And the mother of the groom decided to ride him like a cowboy from that song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
That wasn't the mother-son dance, was it?
Yes, it was.
What?
What?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
What did she look like?
Really?
Listen, at least give me some info.
She had a nice dress on.
She had a nice dress on.
Right, yeah, okay.
There was a real gentlemanly way to put it. Right.
You said Lewisburg, PA, and not Alabama?
That's correct.
Isn't it the same, Dave?
Joanna, what about yourself, right? What did you see?
The bride's mother came in flip-flops and a house dress, and she took a drink out of the punch bowl and threw it back in.
Ooh. Oh!
Yeah, man. Oh, you had no idea. Her other daughter was all over, the best man. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I paid for that one.
Oh, God.
Where was this wedding?
Delaware.
In this case, I won't correct her on saying it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can own it. Take it.
All right, Danielle. You know, I had a feeling we were going to hear from more women on this than we were from guys. But, Danielle, what's your story? What did you see?
So my mom caught the bouquet at my wedding.
Was your mom still married?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess she was allowed in the group.
Well, not really, because I told her no.
All right. You told her no, okay.
And then a five-year-old caught the garter belt, at which point the I had to ask my best friend to put the garter belt on my mom. And then my best friend proceeded to get a lap dance from my great aunt.
Oh, yes! This is a party, Danielle. Danielle, where are you from?
I'm from outside of Philly.
How far outside
I'm from
of Philly?
Delco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a Delco wedding,
oh,
baby.
Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Please hire me and my wife for the next one.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
This is the day you should be out playing golf, right? Not like on Sunday morning in all that heat and humidity.
I am still sore from twisting and turning from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Welcome to your 30s.
All right.
My back hurts. Right.
Is there any way of you talking without holding the mic stand?
Yeah. Well, every time. Here's
the deal. You hear it? Don't you hear it rattling?
Yeah, I'm actually doing it just because. You did it, and you didn't say a word when your mic made a move, so why you got to say something
because,
to my mic?
That's because somebody went and moved the cables on my microphone.
Oh, ooh. God. This man has more excuses than me, and that's a lot.
No one has more excuses than you, Steve. Let's be serious.
What was that? What was that? What was
We're serving breakfast being brought to you by Penn Medicine. Your life is worth Penn Medicine. There are certain stories about the Beatles that I just love, and Ticket the Ride has one of them. Basically, the song is about a liberated girl who chooses her own life path, but the way the title came around is sort of interesting. McCartney's cousin, Brett, and her husband own a pub in Ryde. Ryde is a town that's on the Isle of Wight, mm-hmm. and John and Paul wanted to go there, right? They couldn't afford the train ticket. They couldn't afford a ticket to Ryde, right? But that is where the title came from, supposedly. There's another story that says that when they were in Germany, when they were in Hamburg, right, that the health department in Hamburg would hand out these cards that would say that the prostitutes in that particular prostitute was clean. She had no sexually transmitted diseases of any kind. So, you know, they had a clean bill of health. So medical authorities would give them this card and they could go and do their business. John coined the phrase is she's got a ticket to ride, meaning these girls were fun.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Later on this morning, we are not only going to hand out Who tickets, but we've got the Who. We got Roger Daltrey in the isolation booth. That is coming up at 8:10. And then we've got squeeze box tickets for you to be in our squeeze box for the Who show on Saturday. We're going to be broadcasting live from that show, the three of us. Yes, the rare Saturday performance of the John DiBella show. So that should ruin your afternoon.
Yeah.
All right. but no, we're going to be there. Well, we start at 4 o'clock.
Four
right?
o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, 4 yeah. to 7. Yeah, yeah,
4
yeah.
to 7. And then from 6 to 7, it's just a whole block of the Who getting everybody wound up for the show as it's coming in. The Who have been having some problems on the road.
I saw this story.
They were just do you remember what town they were in?
Somewhere in Illinois. Or is it Indiana? They were in Chicago.
Indianapolis.
Okay,
Indianapolis.
Indiana, yeah.
Noblesville, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. They have a shed is what they call like places like the Man, yeah. Like the BB&T Pavilion.
Right.
An amphitheater, a shed, right? And it seems that it's surrounded by a lot of forest land. It's very nature-like. Mm-hmm. And the birds like to live and build nests in the ceiling of the shed itself. Okay. So imagine you're at the BB&T Pavilion or at the Man, and you get that whole area, and then there's the stage area, and then up in the rafters of the stage are all these birds,
okay,
right? You know, living their life, having their nests, having their families, pooping on whoever's on stage. And that's what's happening during the course of the Who's performance.
Oh,
and they're up there with an orchestra. Some cellist gets bird pooper. You know, it's not love rain or me. It's poop rain or me.
You hear a sour note. You know exactly what just happened.
Yeah, you know, it's like just every once in a while. Was that a special effect? No, the stuff falling out the ceiling. Man.
Can we get some pyro up in this?
Right, so we've got a lot of Who stuff coming up for you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Veterans Radiothon, we will be at the National Constitution Center, as we are each and every year, trying to raise money for the Veterans Multi-Service Center, a group of people who, I'm telling you, I look into a lot of veterans groups. A lot of people ask me, like, could you do this for us, or ask for donations, stuff like that. And I look into all of these groups. Nobody comes near, you know, the amount of money that is collected and how much is spent on administration. 96 cents of every dollar that we collect goes to veterans. Only 4 cents out of every dollar is going to the administrative costs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an amazing feat that these people can pull off and the great work that they do. I'm telling you about this now because maybe there's something you could put together between now and June 14th, whether it's something at work, something on the job site, maybe it's something in your building or for kids who are still in school and, you know, fraternities are looking for a project. Here's a great way to help the men and women who put their lives out on the line for us. Of course, we've got Memorial Day ahead of us, but this is all about the men and women who made it through the fighting and are still fighting on their own today. So please, do what you can now. Get ready for the Veterans Radiothon. That's coming up on June 14th.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Yeah, somebody tipped off Taubenberger that we were talking about.
Come on, consummate at large, Al Taubenberger.
Excuse me, yeah, somebody tipped off Al that. We were talking about him today,
yeah,
and he called in and said he needs 15 seconds of our time.
15 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
On election day, he needs 15. I wonder what it is that he wants to talk about. All right, hang on a second. Al, you there?
You're on the clock.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're on the clock. It starts right now.
Well,
you're 15 seconds.
Listen, who is the idiot that said I wasn't running?
That would be Steve.
Oh, come on.
But it was you. Are you running?
I'm running, and I'm running hard. I'm all over the place, and I don't even have a name anymore. I'm Councilman Al Taubenberger, but really, today, I'm 107.
I see.
107, right. And I would also play 107 in this evening's lottery. You just never know.
Well, that's a competing radio station, well, I think. Hold on.
I'm glad.
Radio station, I said it was the number.
Okay.
Right.
It's a great radio station. I love listening to you. And, John, I really, really appreciate all the things you do for veterans with the turkey drive. I'm glad to be a part of it. And I'll be a part of it on June 14th at the National Constitution Center.
Well,
and
we look forward
to lose or draw. I'm there with you.
We look forward to you being there, and we hope you win because you've been a great supporter of ours, and we'll support you as well. 107, that's the number?
That's the number.
Okay.
Not on your radio dial, on the
ballot
box.
How many seconds was that, by the way, guys?
What's that?
How many seconds?
33.
Yeah, is it 33 seconds? All right. Al, your time's up. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I just wanted to let you know that I approve this message.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.